Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
God shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think this is day 289. Hallelujah. And we are still here. Well, this is the day the Lord has made. We should be rejoicing and be glad that we're in the day, because we could have been left in yesterday. But he brought us on in today that we may give him glory, honor, and praise. But we're here to glorify God. Hallelujah. We were made for that purpose. He can get the glory and honor out of our lives. Give glory and honor and praise to all that's in the house, every preacher, every officer of the church, every lay person. For everybody is special and everybody's important. Hallelujah. And everybody's precious in the sight of God. We're not going to worry you. Move on along. We thank God for everybody being here and looking for a word. So we're going to give you what God has given us. From the book of Luke, the 15th chapter. Begin with verse 15. Luke 15 and 15. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the unit, spiritual man, mental man, physical man, that you may speak to your people. Pour into me that I may edify the church through your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Give us what you have us to say, and we'll be satisfied. Amen. Have we found it? Luke 15:15. And he went and joined himself to a city, to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his field to feed the swine, and would have fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave him into him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy high servants. Repeat after me. Come to yourself. Come to yourself. Most of us think that we are all right. But there are times, even us need to come to ourselves. One reason is that we are caught up in self, caught up in flesh, what the flesh desires, what the flesh wants, what the flesh needs. And we get so much caught up into it that we think that we got to have this, that, and that. And for this reason, we find ourselves in misery, wanting and not getting, desiring, not receiving. And we allow these things to keep us from enjoying the goodness of the Lord. As you heard in the scripture reading, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. We got to know that God is good all day long, every day. Hallelujah. And every year. There's not a time that goes by that God is not good. But sometimes we think God is not also good because things are not happening the way we think it should happen. Things are not going the way we wanted to go. But our ways are not his ways. And our thoughts are not his thoughts. We can't begin to understand the wisdom and thoughts of the Lord. Because his knowledge is vast beyond number. He is creation. He is everything that we will ever need. But we realize that sometimes we don't think that. And that's, again, another time when we ought to come to ourselves and know what God is saying. God intends for it to happen. And God will do just what he said he would do. He said it would help you. And that right early, that he will do. We got to know that God is God and he cannot, shall not, will not lie. Because whatever God says, if it's not when it says, it will happen at the time he says it. He speaks and things go in place. He speaks and the earth shakes. He speaks and things get out of the way. Because he is God and he's God all by himself. Doesn't need nobody. He just used you, but he doesn't need you. And he puts you there to carry out a purpose for him and not for ourselves. Come to yourself and know that we are not here for ourselves. We're here for the Lord. It is the Lord that has made us and not we ourselves. But we act like we made ourselves. We act like we own ourselves. Come to yourself and realize you don't own yourself. You don't own nothing. So you got your tag stuck on it, saying this is mine. Don't touch it. Don't bother it. And if somebody comes along and touch it and bother it, you get upset. Come to yourself and realize that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And the world and they that dwell therein. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. It is the Lord, not mine, not yours. Come to yourself and realize that the best that you got is in God. The best that you ever will get is in God. You may go look in other places, but you won't find it no better. You just need to look no further than your backyard. Hallelujah. For we know that the grass may appear to be greener in somebody else's yard, but it ain't. And we need to realize that. Let me move on. The Bible says that there was a certain man. That had two sons. Okay. The younger one of the two went to his father and said, Father, give me what's mine. There we go again. Claiming something. All right. Tagging it as mine. And if the father said no, who was going to be upset? But the father, and it wasn't even his time to get it. The father hadn't died. And whatever he has belonged to the oldest child. Okay, but the father divided the goods and gave it to the son. Sometimes God let you have your life in your own hand and see how bad you manage it. And when you get down to where you can't do nothing about it, then you stop calling on it. That's when you came to yourself. But you could have avoided all the pain, all the misery, had you come to yourself and done what God wanted to do. So the father divided the goods and gave the portion of the goods to the son that desired to have it. And the word said, he stayed around a little while, but not many days he left. There were times when we were growing up, Mama and Daddy was disciplining us. We got all hot under the skin, mad, and say, I'll be glad when I get so-and-so, so I'm going to leave this place. I ain't coming back. We would say that I'm going to run away. Ain't don't have nowhere to run to. It's because you are not of yourself. You need to come to your right mind. Ask the Lord to all of your steps. Ask the Lord to direct your path. So he went in off to a different country. The word said it was a far country. And there he lived like there won't no tomorrow. We didn't want to work on that farm when we were on the farm. We wanted to get out there as soon as we possibly can. We labored and we labored. And now this man done got some freedom. We give us a little paycheck. And we ran out on Friday night, Saturday night. Monday, you broke again. But we were living our righteous life. Here this man live wild. Spinning and spinning and spinning. And not putting nothing back in there. How many know that you keep on pulling out and don't put nothing in, the bag will get empty. You buy your automobile and tank is full. You drive it a week, tank half full, and you don't put nothing in there. And how many know it's going to run out the next week? But you don't even realize that because you're not of yourself. You just think you're going to go and go and go on that little bit of gas. So he went and spent all. Say spent all. He didn't say nothing. He know the kitty was getting empty. But he spent all that he had. And there come now a bad time in the economy. Famine arose. Just now at the time that he needed his money the most. Guess what, y'all? He ain't got none. Yeah. That's when you needed the Lord the most. You don't have it. So he spent it all on righteous living. And when he has spent it all, there comes a minor famine in that land. And the son now is in need. The word says he's in want. He in need because he didn't have no money to buy no food. No money to buy, pay for a place to lay his head. He just now would have been well off boy. So when somebody now that's in poverty. And when he had, so he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. Probably one of those that he was spending his money with. So, of course, there you go to no stranger. This is some of the buddies he was hanging out with. He went and connected himself with him. So he had somewhere to lay his head. Now, here, that friend of his sent him into the fields. And he ain't gonna give him nothing and not get nothing in return. So he went and sent him into the fields to feed the hogs. Right. Sometimes the work we do get to be dirty. I remember when we, especially at the harvest time, and you had to get up the soybeans and get up the peanuts and stuff like that. And as that process is getting those nuts away from the stem, you can see all that dirt flying around, and we're there without masks then, inhaling it all day long. Okay? We be inhaling trials and tribulations all day long. And we're seeking a place to rest, to take a break from it. But we're looking everywhere for that relief in all the wrong places, not realizing the help come from the Lord. You don't realize that I had to come to myself to realize all I need to do is go back to my father. So the man said when he came to himself, he said to himself that, how many hired servants do my father have? And all the food that I have to eat and some to spare. Now you realize that God got everything. He's my father. And here I'm out here hungry, thirsty, looking for peace, looking for joy, looking for deliverance, looking for victory, looking for power, looking for holiness. Here I am. Out here in this hog pen. So hungry that I want to fan the corn as it pours down and just get the husk. I'm so hungry I don't think I can eat the corn because that's too much chewing. Before I can get something into my stomach. I need to get the husk right now. So I can just chew a little bit, moisten it, and let it fall down. We get down to rock bottom before we realize that I need to see the Lord. We go to everything but to God. But I heard it that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all other things. Somebody say all other. Yeah, I added, shall be added unto you. And he said, I'm going to rise. Tell your neighbor, get up. Get up out of the hook. Get up out of the swine mud. Get up out of the poo-poo that the hog's done. Get up out of this mud where they've been wallowing in. Get up. Come to yourself. Knowing that I need to look to the here for which cometh my help. Knowing my help come from the Lord. Hallelujah. So it said, I'm going to get up out of this pen. Tell your neighbor, I'm getting up. I'm getting up. I'm getting up out of anger. Getting up out of hatred. Getting up out of holding grudges. I'm getting up. Hallelujah. God, Jesus made me free. I won't let this thing bow me no longer. He got up. And I'm going to my father. And I will repent. all you need to do is repent. All you need to do is repent. Tell two people, all you need to do is repent. We don't need to go down, wage no war. Just repent. Just realize that the failure is not in the other person. It's in me. Because all things come my way for my good. And I didn't realize and accept it or receive it as my good. It's because I want of myself. If you've been of yourself, you know what the word said in Romans 8 and 28. When you're of yourself, you know that everything coming to you, it comes from a good. Everything. Cross that the song said that happens to me that was good. God did it. And everything that come your way, you thought it wasn't good. But it was good for you. We got food that we don't like to eat, but it's good for you. And everything that we like, a lot of times, the doctor said it ain't good for you. But I would say it is good for you if you use it the right way. It's good for you if you use it in the right proportions. Our problem is we've been overdoing it. We're like that young man, we overspent. Okay. What's in our situation? And I'm gonna have to soon get out of here. But it says, I'll go to my father and I tell him, I sin against thee. Not only thee, but I sinned against heaven. And I did it all while you looking at me. I, even though I was in a far off country, you were there. You saw my every move. You saw my everything. And I will tell them that I'm no longer worthy to be considered your child. I've done it wrong. So I'm coming back begging. Tell your neighbor, you don't have to beg. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is repent. And he will take you back. You don't have to beg. A lot of times we don't come back because we think we got to beg. We think we got to crawl. But all we got to do is repent. And God will make it all right. It said, I want to tell you that I don't need to be called your child. Just make me one of your servants. And as he did that, he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a long ways off, his father saw him. God sees you before you come to yourself. While you're way back there. When somebody said, I'm down here praying. Yeah. Nobody can hear me pray. While you're way down there. It's all the sin that you've done. While you're deep in the sea. Seeking to rise no more. God said, I see you out there. And I'm just waiting for you to cry out. Come to yourself. Cry out. I've done wrong. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, Lord. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, Lord. Not my friend, not my enemy, it's me. Come to yourself. I'm not what I wanted to be, but the Spirit said, you got it. Come to yourself. Come to yourself. And admit you're wrong. It's not in the problem. My problem is not with the person that I'm angry with. My problem is with myself. I had it good. As long as I was following the word. But soon as I turned to something else, everything stopped spiraling down. Come to yourself and realize it's me. I can't blame nobody but myself. If things are not going the way you want them to go, can't blame nobody but myself. Because the word told me to count it all as joy. And I haven't counted it as joy. I need to come to myself. And when I come to myself, I found it all. I can put it all in the joy pan. I need to be bumped and knocked. So I can make it in. Yeah. Or so God can get the glory out of my life. I need to be knocked down sometimes. So I get too high in my own self. Yeah. I need to be knocked down so God don't realize I need to be low and humble. Come to yourself. That's enough. Gospel invitation is extended. If there's anyone out there that needed to come to yourself, now is the time.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Why,
it's me. It's me.
Why, I sing.
It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Not my sister, not my brother,
but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord.
Yes, I'm
standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord.
You know I'm
standing in the need of prayer.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and it's me,
oh Lord.
Yes, I'm standing
in the need of prayer.
Hallelujah.
It's not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord.
You know I'm
standing in the need of prayer.
Oh, it's
not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord.
I'm standing in the need of prayer.
Hallelujah.
It's me.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. And heaven smile upon you. God's been preached. The invitation has been extended and the one came. So then you die and your souls are lost. You didn't come to yourself. Nobody fought but your own. And you shouldn't live the rest of your days in misery. It's because you haven't come to yourself and learned to count it as joy. And God will reward you richly. Now to him is able to present us faultlessly before the throne of God. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, move by now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.